Well, Sydney has been offered a glimmer of hope that some of its restrictions could be eased when the current lockdown comes to an end at the end of the month. It's on the proviso that vaccination rates continue at their current level, but it's all far from clear. And the prospect of a complete end to the city's lockdown is likely to take much longer. Nick Grimm reports.
They're vaccinated, they're tested, they're compliant and they're disciplined. That's how the man commanding the Australian troops being deployed across Greater Sydney characterises what they're bringing to the city's lockdown. And for any sections of the community apprehensive about seeing military boots on the ground, Brigadier Mick Garraway promises their presence will be a low-key and supportive one.
You know, I want to say right up front that we're not a law enforcement agency and that's not what we'll be doing. The tasks that we've got underway today, for example, are delivering food hampers.
Australian Defence personnel will also lend a hand with the state's contact tracing effort, which has been stretched beyond capacity by an outbreak showing no sign of ending soon. The state recorded its 15th death of the current outbreak, a man aged in his 90s who died yesterday in Sydney's southwest. And there have been four more confirmed cases at the Wyoming Aged Care Facility at Summer Hill in the Inner West, where more than 80% of residents had been vaccinated. The cluster of 20 cases sparked by an infected staff member at a Christmas in July celebration. The state's health minister is Brad Hazzard.
Sometimes it's not a good idea to have a Christmas in July right in the middle of a pandemic, but I do understand that it's an effort to try and provide entertainment and to support to residents, and those things have to be decided.
The growth in cases was above 200 again today, with around a third of those individuals infectious in the community. Modelling has suggested each of those cases will in turn infect a further 8 people. Not in every instance, of course, but as the New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant points out, in some settings, it's much worse than that.
What we're seeing, sadly, is a number of transmissions in workplaces. Some as many as 30 colleagues in some workplaces that have been infected. It is critical that people don't work whilst they've got symptoms.
With COVID, the health expert advice is telling us that people aged between 20 and 40 are those greatest at risk of getting the virus and spreading the virus.
The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian there urging anyone eligible for a vaccine to get one as soon as possible. But even with neighbouring Queensland's latest outbreak emerging from clusters inside schools, she doesn't believe it's necessary to make vaccines available for the very young. But she makes no apologies for redirecting supplies of Pfizer from the state's central coast and other regional areas so they can be prioritised for Year 12 students. Suggestions that opposition electorates are being targeted, leaving the Premier feeling somewhat needled herself.
Is it just a coincidence that many of the seats on the central coast happen to be Labor seats?
First of all, that question offends me. We're doing what is in the best interest of public health.
The New South Wales leader also giving some hints to how long it's likely to be before Sydney's lockdown can start to lift.
Once you get to 50% vaccination rates or 60% vaccination rates, you can look to provide easing of restrictions, but that also depends on where the case numbers are at. So it's a combination of things. It doesn't necessarily mean we'll be as free as we would like at 80% or 70%, but it does mean we can live life more freely, and that's something we should all aim towards.
With the state vaccinating around 500,000 people each week, at the lower end of that forecast, 50% coverage can be achieved in around 2 weeks from now. 60% will be reached by the end of August. But epidemiologist Professor Mary Louise McClaws from the University of New South Wales says the wider population still won't have adequate protection from the disease for restrictions to be lifted.
It's too low. So if she's talking about reaching a 50% target for that group, in effect, it is only reaching 40% of the total population, which basically means that less than 1 in 2 people will be protected, and that's far too low.
So what sort of numbers should we be looking at before restrictions could be eased?
First of all, we need to include the 12 and over. And if you have a look at that group, they're also at enormous risk of Delta, like they've never been at risk before. So just going for 50% of over 16 and overs is leaving us very vulnerable to continuous circulation of Delta or any other variant of concern.
Epidemiologist Mary Louise McClaws, Nick Grimm with that report.